5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Lisa Franks and Deborah Fawcett about the haunted old Lavaca County Jail. I want to hear more about, Lisa, you had mentioned earlier that the time loss, experiences that, yes, that you had gone through really kind of threw you for a loop. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, when you never experienced anything like that, or in your wildest dreams imagine that can happen.
I mean, hearing it on one recorder and saying, oh, it was just residual energy is one thing, but knowing that you were sitting at this table for 20 minutes, we never got up, we never left, mm-hmm. Nothing around us happened.
Yeah.
And to know that for 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
That was happening in your space.
Okay, did something take us away? Mm-hmm. Were we here?
Why didn't we respond to that? No, nothing took us away.
It's scary to think what happened during that time, and scary to think, because Deborah and I both have been at the jail by ourselves.
Yeah, it was like how many times?
Day, but at night too. So
and how often could that have happened that you weren't aware, because nobody was around to watch your behavior. Nobody mm-hmm. saw you standing in the same place for 20 minutes or...
So that's just, it's a very scary, that's why we say bring back the boo. Bring
yeah.
back the apparition.
It adds a new aspect that... in many respects, to me, is more terrorizing
yes.
than seeing an apparition and
yes.
oh, I know that's an apparition. Mm-hmm. That's probably Sheriff John. Mm-hmm. He used to be here. Yeah, hearing your voice on tape saying things you never said, or
when you've never experienced that. I've experienced seeing dead people. I've experienced the noises. I've mm-hmm. experienced being scratched, being touched. I've experienced all of that. But time loss, when you know it really happened. Like that, it's undescribable, really.
It is.
You don't even know.
I never had anything like that happen to me in any of the hundreds of locations.
Well,
you don't know, though.
You could
until
have.
The jail. So I started researching, are there ley lines under here? Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with the river going by? Does it have to do with you know,
the flood. I mean, yeah, there's just no telling. It's
I
very
what makes
interdimensional.
That.
And that's what I always tell people. I'm like, this place is beyond paranormal.
And we usually don't talk to our guests about stuff like this. Because
stuff.
A, you can't wrap your head. You can't wrap your head around that and just look at you like you're loony.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't. But then when people come to us and say, oh, I got pictures I took outside and you were in them. And
I didn't know you were here.
You weren't here.
I wasn't here.
But to have other people have those types of experiences. Yeah. Whoa. It's not something you can really document and prove to anyone. It's just a personal experience that you had and you either believe it or you don't. Don't matter. But.
What do you make of that with the idea of the pictures and not the idea, but the fact that, that this has happened to you where somebody's taking a picture and you were not present for the picture, but you're in
the picture. I was not even on the property.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this is all conjecture and opinion, but what do you make of that? I mean, is it your own energy that's been imprinted into the building and it's kind of going around where you're almost haunting yourselves sometimes
or do they have people that can impersonate? I mean, there a way they can impersonate you?
Yeah.
I've heard my own voice coming out of a ghost box that investigators are there using and they're like, oh, that's your voice. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. Good night. There's really no.
Just when you think you know, you don't know.
You're like, I got nothing. You know, I thought I had everything. I got nothing now.
It's like there are so many people that go out there. Listen, I just want the bang. I just want the EVP. And it's like,
we've had
so
people come to the jail. We had a group from Ohio a couple of weeks ago. I mean, all the way from Ohio. And they stayed 5 hours and called us and said, yeah, we're out.
It was actually 4 hours.
I'm like, I'm sorry. What happened?
Yeah.
They're like, well, you know, and they've been to
a lot of very
Waverly Hills
locations,
and places like that. Yeah. So, well, we were doing some ghost box sessions and someone was trying to lure us upstairs. They were mentioning our family members by their full names. And yeah, we got to go.
Yeah. She said it just started spitting off like all of their family members' names like that weren't there at the location. Like,
thanks for coming.
Like, yeah, we're out. I'm like, okay. Lock the door on your way out.
When something is doing that and it, you know, it's listing off family members' names. I mean, to do that, I mean, almost it doesn't even have to say anything other than just the names. That can almost feel like a threatening type behavior, you know, of something
Absolutely.
To have
and
knowledge.
They took it seriously as a threat.
That's
exactly they felt very threatened.
Yeah. I mean,
just like, we're not playing this game.
So, I mean, tell me, I mean, is there anything, I mean, you've heard these experiences, you've had these experiences. It sounds like there's probably multiple things in this building, but
there is.
But is there a presence that feels threatening there that doesn't want you there or has some sort of has a motive other than just they're there and you happen to be there at the same time?
I felt that way in the very beginning and had a lot of threatening things happen. And I got to the point where I was frustrated and it's like, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to fix up the building for you. Mm-hmm. I am doing this for you, because if I don't do this, it's going to cave in and then we got nothing. I'm just trying to help, not threatening anybody. I'm here to make your life better. So let's get some mutual respect going, man. I'm tired of you breaking all my stuff. And I mean, they would take things that I wouldn't find for days and be in some weird location I hadn't even been to yet.
There's a mutual respect now between our resident spirits and us.
And I've had other psychics tell me, but they really appreciate what you do here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They really appreciate you fixing up the place.
And they like me singing and dancing when I clean.
We play swing music and stuff upstairs. And they really like it.
We keep them entertained.
We do keep them entertained.
But I do think there are some passer through or spirits that, you know, might not be so friendly. And, you know,
and I think we're always going to have that because
we don't know what people do.
We really encourage people. I mean, this is not my house. You can come here as an investigator and experiment, try new things, try new equipment. you don't have to worry about, you know, jarring at my place, but.
Is there anything that you do tell investigators, like, look, you can go in here and do this and that, but this I don't want you doing? Is there anything that there's a no-no
to? I tell
them,
I do not want you to do any cleansing or anything like that of my property or any saging in my building. I own the lot next door. You can go over there and do that downwind of the jail. Other than that, you can do what you want. So having said that, I mean, people do a tremendous amount of ITC stuff there. So even though we have our resident spirits who we know and cohabitate with quite well, when they do stuff like that, you're inviting anybody and everybody to drop by and have a visit, and some of them will hang out.
That's what I'm wondering. So, you're not doing anything. You're not cleansing it. And I understand that most people who have a haunted location are not interested in making it unhaunted. So
I mean, we don't have any rules like no Ouija board.
Sure, sure.
No, I mean, it's a form of communication.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable doing that, we actually have a couple that people use. We don't engage in it ourselves. It's not our thing.
It's just interesting because it makes you start to wonder, with everybody kind of doing their own versions of everything in there, this would probably be a question you could answer over the time that you've been doing this and have this location and other people have come in. Has the activity increased as other groups and other people have come in and experimented in the facility?
Oh, absolutely. 100-fold.
We recently had some major demo done, too, about a year and a half ago.
We tore off an entire building that they'd added in the 70s for administrative space that covered up the front facade of the jail, which was always our goal from the beginning, was to restore the original facade of the jail.
Which is beautiful.
It is. And we had to, it took a while because first we had to, we were losing two restrooms out there, so we had to put in a new restroom, redo all the plumbing and the electrical and everything before we could do that. But once we started doing that, and we talked to them at length,
we let them know what was going on.
There's going to be a lot of noise. We're going to tear off this ugly front building, and it's going to be nice. We're going to keep your area downstairs just like it is, and all hell broke loose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty crazy. We only shut down. I mean, we did this demo, Lisa and her husband and myself and an employee of his. We did this in 6 days, removed that building, cleaned everything up.
And it's a lot of buildings.
And it was several large concrete walls. But we did a miraculous job and left the building unscathed. But people would come after that. We were probably shut down 2 or 3 weeks, something like that.
2 weeks.
And they're like, wow, what did you do? Just working like we always do, but it stirred things up a lot more than it had been. But over this past, I'd say the last 6 months, we've had people call us that are repeat offenders. They've been there investigating many times and going,
What did you do to this place?
It is crazy here now. Now we're just doing what we do and
haven't done anything different I don't know.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Lisa and Deborah. Thank you guys for listening and keeping us on the air, being supporters of our program. We would not exist without you. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.